All right. Well, I'm sitting here on my computer, not really able to do anything, because for the first time ever, I am upgrading my operating system, which is Ubuntu, from 12.10 to 13.04 using the software updater. I've always upgraded Ubuntu by by writing using a DD and writing a whole system image to a terabyte hard drive and then just installing from scratch and starting over. In the pre 9.04 pre maybe more like 11 Ubuntu 11 point whatever point 10 or whatever. Around those, you didn't upgrade like this. Stuff would just totally not work when you did it, and it did it consistently. So I always ended up having to start over anyway, so I just have always just started over from scratch, and it's a real pain. So right now I am daring to upgrade without... I haven't written a system image. Or anything, so if it goes good, it goes good. If it goes bad, it's just going to go bad. But I wanted to take this opportunity while I'm sitting down and talk a lot about Ubuntu. I have always gone back and forth between Windows and Ubuntu, and the reason I do that is because just basically stability. It's always come down to stability. I was always able to break Ubuntu really quick by doing something. And I'm definitely a super user, but I don't like to use Ubuntu like a super user. I need stuff to just work most of the time. And then I'll do a super user kind of thing once in a while. It's not like the other way around. I don't install XFace or anything like that. I just use vanilla Ubuntu, and I like Unity. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I like it. I like where they're going with it, and I've been pretty pleased since about 12.04. So it's pretty amazing how far it's come. It still is not a gaming machine by any means, but I'm not necessarily a gamer. But I like to load up Second Life every once in a while, or Portal, and you can't do that on Linux. But, sorry, I keep clearing my throat because I have got something in there. Something. Try some water. So I don't necessarily get to use it for that too much, but I guess I just like ate something that is just in not doing very well with my throat. And I don't want to fill up my whole post with making that stupid ugly noise. Let's see, how long have I been recording? 4 minutes. And I've been using it now straight for about, I would say, 2 years. Without having Windows even... that's kind of a lie. I do run Windows XP and 7 and 8 in a virtual machine, which I do use from time to time. I also have Android on there. It's just because I just like to have all that stuff on there. I don't need Office or anything like that. Open source LibreOffice has always worked well for me. But the things that Ubuntu can do just do not match what Windows or even Mac for that. It just cannot meet that. Everything is starting to run on Ubuntu. and things on the web, like Flash and things like that, aren't becoming an issue with HTML5. And I just really think Ubuntu is going to be a pretty premier operating system soon. In fact, they're doing a lot of scary stuff. You know, they're doing they're involving a lot of, we'll say, corporate kind of stuff in their operating system, and it's very interesting because it means that they're making the move from a nerd product to an enterprise product, but it's still keeping its I think it's keeping its sort of nerd roots. I really think that Ubuntu is just trying to become the Mac operating system for PC. That's because, I mean, from the launcher on the left to the way things look and the way things work and their systems panel, I mean, I just see Mac all over it. And, you know, I'm fine with that because I love Mac stuff. I don't necessarily like Mac lock-in, so I don't use Mac stuff very much because I don't like to be locked out of, you know, my software and what I can do. I don't compile software or anything like that. But being able to customize things, change things, even just the appearance of it, stuff like that. Even though I don't do it that much, I like having the freedom to do whatever I want with my operating system. And I think that is a definite Ubuntu, a big thing about Ubuntu is you may have this operating system that, you know, it's pulling in Amazon magazines or blah, but you can take that all off. You have complete freedom on how to change your operating system. Yeah, you're going to have to bust your butt a little bit to figure out how to do it, but, you know, you can figure it out and you can do whatever you want. And I love that. And with something as important as your operating system, I think it's important to be able to change it. Especially, I'm speaking, I guess, from a developer point of developer perspective, for sure. I still haven't been confident enough to get my mom to use Ubuntu or anything like that, even though the way it's going right now, it's getting there for sure. Chromebooks and things like that, I know it's not Ubuntu, but you know, all you really need is the web nowadays, and because of that, you know, Ubuntu and Linux, and it's just going to get more and more usable versus having to use Windows and, you know, and I'm not one of those people that, like, I just hate Windows just because I can. I support making money. I support, you know, protecting your stuff. I'm all for that. But I, at the same time, I am definitely for transparency at the same time. I think that with something as important as your operating system, you know, especially for a developer, you need that kind of transparency, when using an operating system. And I just like using it. There is nothing better for me than loading up a terminal window and being able to powerhouse all my stuff. There's a command line utility for pretty much everything. And I prefer the keyboard over the mouse. And yeah, so, I mean, I am still sitting here and it is still fetching files and it is still doing its thing. So I have no idea how this is going to go. So this first 10 minutes, I guess, is going to be, you know, I'm ready to upgrade, talk about Ubuntu a little bit, and then I'll have another post right below it right after. How about that?